They come in large numbers, recruited by BP to help in the cleanup. Most speak Vietnamese or Cambodian. According to the Louisiana Department of Fisheries and Wildlife, approximately 80% of commercial fishing licenses in the state are owned by people with Asian surnames. In his office, Tuan Nguyen fills out the necessary paperwork.
We unload to the machine.
Tuan Nguyen moved here in the 1980s, like many fellow Vietnamese from the fishing regions of the Mekong Delta. He has built a thriving wholesale business, but not without setbacks. Hurricane Katrina wiped him out in 2005.
So during Katrina, I lost everything. I lost building, everything, iron machine, everything brand new.
Nguyen says he has already used his savings to pay fishermen who can't fish, and now he's contemplating working for BP, the first time he will work for anyone but himself.
I never done in my life. I don't know. It's kind of hard. That's why I'm still here, unemployed.
Fellow Vietnamese Chamarun Kang is hoping to work for BP. He has this shrimp boat and a small skiff. His wife and he, the only crew. Since the shrimping grounds were shut, they have lost their livelihood. His only catch today, a catfish caught in the harbor.
Got two boats, one and a big boat, one and a small boat right here. If they hire me, I go to what the boat they want, and I will be cool because time I need to make money to live in, you know.
Making this life change is hard on all fishermen here, but for Vietnamese and Cambodians, the language barrier is an added obstacle in trying to reach out to BP for work and compensation. Members of this community say they're determined to show the same resolve over the coming months as they did 20 years ago when they moved here to start a new life. Nathan King for VOA News, Venice, Louisiana.